I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Extremists attacked a Christian village in Upper Egypt a week ago Tuesday. They burned down dozens of homes and a new church building in Minya Governorate. Riyad Jabala is a spokesman with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
The instigators of attack on the population were arrested and both damage were recorded. This attack has created a sedition and division between Muslim and Christian, and it's not new, especially coinciding with their Easter.
Orthodox Easter is May 5th. The threat of violence still looms. As the body of Christ, Jabala says there are four things we can do to walk alongside Egypt's believers, especially as they gather for worship on Orthodox Easter. We need
to encourage each other to be aware about our situation, to share the information, and to pray. We are believers. Doesn't matter your denomination. We need to stand up together.
And are you celebrating Easter this Sunday? Well, the Eastern Orthodox Church follows the Julian calendar and is in the middle of Holy Week. Regardless of the difference of dates, this week is another moment the global church can stand together. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministries encourages us to
continue to remember our brothers and sisters who are either in a country that's Muslim and they're trying to live out their faith in great distress, or the Orthodox countries.
Godwin says amid the cultural stresses in countries like Russia, Armenia, and Greece,
how important it is for the culture to recognize Christ.
Now that you know, would you pray for God to move this upcoming Easter? It's a spiritually significant moment where many people outside the church will pause and think about God. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.